demonstrating dominance project of the power guys. Every now and then, these words must be spoken again. And obviously I'm speaking very personally here. This kind of cold rage, I love. I mean, when it's expressed this eloquently, and there's few who could do it like Charlotte Bronte. Oh, lovers of power. Oh, mitered aspirants for this world's kingdoms, an hour will come, even to you, when it will be well for your hearts, pausing faint at each broken beat, that there is a mercy beyond human compassions, a love stronger than this strong death, which even you must face, and before it, fall. A charity more potent than any sin, even yours. A pity which redeems worlds, nay, absolves priests. And that's from Viète. Absolves even those philosopher king statesmen. I looked into power's propaganda sheet, and what did I see? But more of their same intended conditioning to try to get us to accept a world vision of their total dominance. Here's the title I found in full. At heart of U.S. strategy, weapons that can think. Robot arms race alarms scientists as rivals advance artificial intelligence. Weapons that can think at heart of U.S. strategy to maintain dominance. Unquote. And wow, you could write a whole long essay on just that title. There's so much embedded propaganda in it. This was published in the New York Times of October 26, 2016. Of course, the only machines that think are the robots they plan for us to be. Artificial intelligence applied to computer programming is a misnomer. Rather, what they mean should be termed artificial obedience. The point of all they do is to get us to confuse obedience with intelligence, to replace us where it's cost efficient, winnow our numbers, as Plato insisted, disappear the disobedient, or poor fits with their world of perfect obedience. Perfect, defined as predictable, unchanging, faces frozen in masks of pleasantness, obeying authority without hesitation, hanging on the approval parsimoniously given of whatever surrogate daddy is giving them. We made this point in an earlier show. Consider this, quoting from that show of April 20, 2014. Consider this from Plato's beloved Uncle Critias. Then came, it seems, that wise and cunning man, the first inventor of the fear of gods, unquote, shortened version, using this for lens. Consider what it says, that the wise must be devious, and, moreover, that duplicity is the mark of a sophisticated culture, i.e. of intelligence. And furthermore, of civilization, the goal being to trick the horde into obedience. And aren't we tired of being manipulated? Aren't we tired of not being self-determined? Self meaning attending to the gifts the earth gave us. And do we really think the alternative is so-called chaos? Isn't chaos what they've been doing to us? Forcing us to live under conditions of insecurity that have been totally manufactured, herding us into wars, into poisoning the planet, into placidly giving our children up to abandonment, which is also our gifts, abandonment, relinquishment, in service to we know not what, i.e., all just to stay unconscious, asleep. And this is where the Mr. Smith and the Matrix metaphors exceed in relevance, even the vampire analogy. our fear of standing up to mommy and daddy, the longing to be seen and to receive their approval, i.e., we're back at the central fact that the core of our distress is coerced child abandonment. And that is from the section of the show that had the subtitle, "Is a Global Supremacy Game Necessarily Totalitarian?" That was over 2 years ago, and I think we have successfully answered that question. Yes. The intent of the progress con has been, since they invented it, to con us into participating in their demonstrating dominance project. I say nay. I say happy babies over kings on thrones any day. Only in the context, the story of their domination project, does the global economic competition make any sense at all.